evening, tonight, Ira J. has come to see us from the Southern Third Party, I guess. Al, who read How It Works today, has been getting great sponsorship from Ira. And I know that because every morning sends me a text based on his personalized reading meditation on the reading reflections. And I appreciate that. It keeps me on my toes every morning. And it's been great every day. Right. And we've been sharing texts for quite a while. And I had the good fortune of meeting Nala a few months back. And his group is known as, in their own circle, SOS. But he's going to tell you what that means. Come on up, Nala.
Anybody here for the first time for the first meeting? Anybody at the 23rd day? Welcome. Good day. So there's a bit of a custom in the speaker meetings to talk about labor rights, what happens. And what is it like now? So let's tell you a little bit about that. For me, the first thing I said when I attended an AA meeting the first time I spoke was that my name is Ira, and I'm not an alcoholic. My alcoholism was one long, slow burn. It took me a very long time to reach the middle. So how did I leave it? I got arrested for reckless driving. That's a nice way of saying I had enough money to lawyer up and get what was a DUI for me for reckless driving. Part of my restitution by the judge was 6 AA meetings, 100 hours of community service, attending a mad truck driver in town, going to see an alcohol counselor for evaluation, and probably worse than what when I was sitting in the jail cell that night, and the shots were going on, and I had come from this being frustrated and bored out of this concept. And I was looking at the guy in the corner of the cell, urinating on the cell, and I was asking myself, what am I doing here? Little cheap diamond earring I had. I didn't have anything to maintain. A little fancy wrist cuffs. They say that. Nice little Rolex for taking that caliber. Sitting in the cell with my buddy, a wonderish. Like a lion. And that's when I saw a little bit of a broken heart in one day. And go on my dreams, and been struggling for a very long time. And it just broke my heart. So, off to do this meeting at some point. You know how you need a sheet to sign? You know, you have that situation? What's that like? I got mine signed the first night. You know how they say, you hear anybody say, if you want what we have, you know what we do? I don't want what we have. I was so angry, I was so arrogant, that it was probably about my 7th, 8th, and 9th week that I walked up to this guy and said, hey, you signed my sheet. And so he signed the second one, and he was like, I'm not going to. And he looked at me if you just kind of recognize, you know, I've been there, but thought that I was, you know, doing what I ought to do. But you agreed to go ahead and call the sheep. The point is, I don't want anything from anybody. You know, I'm behind my own tongue. I didn't give you anything. Pull myself up on my bootstraps. I don't have to buy anything. absolute yearbook in my home. There appeared a time when I first came in, I was wondering, like, how did I even know how to read that? I saw Sunday school. I have to be legal, and I thought of black person. Well, my home roots is the media and the old running out of electric in the liquor store. So I'm like, how did I learn to do? I learned to go line the book. It was not the quantity of my bag, but the quality of it. Many of the guys that I said, you know, why don't you? You know, I believe in God, and I'm a pretty good guy. And I said, you know, they had that guy, that thing. And then you got down to the end of that first step. I never want to change my will or my body over to anything for an evil. At a certain point, I came to an evil. And for me, that was March 25th, 2013. I've been trying to read that reading for months. Never read the cross. When people would say, you want what we have? I'd roll my eyes and be like, I'm not trying to join a fight. No, I don't. But one weekend, I was in my garage, and because I told everybody else, I had tripped. But really, what happened is I was like, black out. And somewhere in between, like, standing up and in the concrete, I kind of came to and caught myself, like, my hand is real awkward. And chopped it up. So I was like, well, you know, yeah. And after about a week, he was still choking. So I went to one of these, I call them doctor box, you know, urgent care, where it's not hospital. And the doctor looked at an x-ray and he says, well, you know, that's not a problem, it's probably ruining it. It's your blood pressure. Your blood pressure's going to be losing. You know, you don't have a problem with that. And then he said, well, I'll get a shout out. And, so then we got to do that to go out in the car. And, one of the guys think I was an alcoholic because I was going to hold myself as well, too. You know, alcohol is the faith plan in my life. You know, it was always in the background. I'm trying to keep it in the background. I had to eat the top layer. I had drugs. You know, I had somebody who was leaning on the mic. I was in the car doing what I do with the guy with the mic. That is the exact opposite of what you want to do. If somebody would just look at you and say, do you know what's going on with your blood pressure? 30 days in, I did not know I was in my car. There's something called, anybody heard, the allergy to mind, or the allergy to body, definitely mind. Why would I do that? I mean, this right now. Somebody pretty much said, you know, you got this red light. You know, if you start paying the lead, you're probably going to call. That's what makes that red light, you probably say something to and that's how I was going to my enemies. I was well past it. I was still going. And why was I still going? By my second meeting, I was like, looks like, smells like meatball. Now, granted, most of the people in that room look way different from me. Most of the people in that room, I was thinking about it. Everything of people in that room was saying had something related to me. And the bar in the brick book just said, you know, it's not a emotional problems of you that appeal to the alcohol, like you're not forcing. And, you know, nothing I hate more than somebody bullshitting me. I'm just living that all day long. So, what was it about this question that kept me coming back? And isn't it ironic that I'm sitting here talking about a woman full of alcohol and not being bullshitting? What they were saying had a heavy weight and depth. Where back in the day, you'd go on the airplane and they would say something like, okay, this is flight 123 and we're going to place A to C. If you are not going to place A to C, you are only going to the plane. But if you are going to place A to C, this is flight 123, that's what we're going. I knew it was going to be anywhere in that parking lot with the right place. I knew it. I was going to do the test. I was reading 100 weeks before painting. But I knew they were not for sure. I might be sick then, but this is the first time I have felt like I'm getting a real deal. I'm getting a real deal. I'm getting what I need. So, you know, coming back to, I had gotten to such a place where, you know, even though I believe in a higher power, and I've seen miracles in my life, I think I've gotten to a place where my higher power is like, okay, well, you're not going to get it. You're not going to get it until I just, you know, step back. The only way you're going to get it is if I need to see you from my view. So, you know, one day I hear somebody saying something about the ranking, and next day I hear somebody else. And people who didn't look like me. Yeah, I'm a Southern boy. You got the same now. You know what you get if you put lipstick on the people? You just did. Don't let the food take from you. I'm an alcoholic. I'm an alcoholic. Now you can think, because I dressed like this. And I would talk a certain way, and I would act a certain way at the same time. You know, I was not an alcoholic. My alcoholic, you know, really is. I had trichotillomania, right? It was a lot different for me. I'm not a heart. So I did it here. That same day that I did the doctor thing, and the engine car and the car, and the district was moving over. So I go in the morning to do a day. And there was this guy who I really didn't like. He was coming to me with his Philadelphia prison jersey on, his Philly cap. Always had, you know, shed stuff out. Always had a mustache. And, you know, and somebody was suggesting to me that I was talking to him. But I would never talk to him in the library. So this position that I came into, and I actually came in for what he would like to come in a little bit late. And I have to be, you know, happy. Get back in bed. And this position that I came in early, and he's, you know, probably not going to care if I'm not walking up to him. And I reached in my pocket, and I handed him this flat bag of some other condiments. I used to mix with my alcohol. I used to pour it from the lobby of the plane. That's a line in the business. I'm like, what are you doing? And I looked at it and I said, I'm killing myself. And what I'm doing is I'm staying. And I need to go. fission dissolve. Some people have like this, they like a growing up man. I've been judging how many bottles of Johnny Walker out for a young friend.
My experience is like the opposite thing, right?
would do that by saying, yeah, not busy. But I wind up becoming stronger than I've ever been in my life. How do you do that by going from being in a big, bad, long wolf? I don't need any help. No more of a sad, long sheep, you know, deep, deep, but how do you from going from that to putting myself smack dab in the middle of fellowship? You all wind up being more of an individual. How is it by finally admitting that I don't have all of the answers? And I got this one that I need. Like, I'm serious. I'm trying not to know.
Thank you. Don't I look like that guy? Don't I look like that guy? I am that guy.
A woman of a week. I've been burning on my own house. I got 3.5 decades of research and development. I don't know how to do it. I'm getting cold. You know how to say you're in the world we are? Yeah, I'm working. I'm working. I can't live without it. I went from being a guy who's not an alcoholic to the guy, I don't know what it happened. I just knew I could do the same. I don't know if it could be.
Yeah, I heard it was just for all kinds of children, maybe what more than And I got a memo now that says, here's how I can live a better life. So, light's not rainbow, it's not pillow, it's not pretty. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. My friends are a little bit better today. I don't play the lead guitar anymore. I don't play the bass guitar. I'm not even a band anymore. Sometimes I still wake up and talk about that. So I'm going to open my eyes and I'm sick. I'm talking about how angry and then I'll live with somebody's life. I don't have healthy thoughts. Like, you know, the Sawhorn was Leghorn, you know what I did about him? And whenever the thing was, he wanted to kill Sawhorn, he looked at him and threw my face with chicken. I might look at him, yeah, I might look at somebody and be like, ugh. You know what? I pick up the phone and I call somebody. And on those days, like when I go, I don't want to call him, but he's going to tell me going, so I don't want to call him because they don't focus on my bullshit. That's when I know I'm really talking about. And I go home physically and get me doing my own. I can be doing this half hour of the commission. The International Commission, I was around about 500 people for a week, enjoying everything. And also, from stones in my mind, in my feet. I'm going to try that for people. Taking the phone, call my sponsor, taking it to my group work there. Then another guy in my group is going to check out. 9 minutes later, we walk in. And just before the thing starts, and I told him what I did, call my sponsor, and what. And so he kind of made my story a little bit. He said, well, you know, you've got a lot going on in your life, trusting and stuff, and you know that, right? So, you know, feelings, you know. They're real, but they're not fast, because you know you're not alone with that. And I was like, yeah, I do that. I just got back from Peru last week. Called me over there, right? 70, Sophie Alden, Super League, on that weekend, we got back on with the top 10 on a few players. There were two people in the room who did do that. They were really on the top. Did you hear what I just said? I was in a room full of 500 people and I felt alone. I was over 3,000 miles away and I went to a meeting with a half dozen folks. I didn't speak the language. And I got this, so I knew that I knew I was. You're not alone. You are not alone. Fear, like fear, will make us feel that way. We'll try to step away from what we're doing, but we're not. We're not alone. That's what I'm doing. I'm just sometimes slowly down, sometimes quickly, sometimes I got the memo slowly, but I got it. You know, the steps. The steps don't care whether you believe them or not. You don't have to be, you know, you don't have to go around, you know. I got the memo slowly. Well, you don't have to go around nothing. But do those steps. Your sponsor, your mentor, coming to you, right? The steps not there whether you believe them or not. The work that you do. I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know the fourth step told me that it was not what I did to other people. Not about what other people did. This program taught me, you know, yeah, there's been some unwarranted successes in my life story. But who doesn't have that? But who doesn't have that? Right? Program taught me how to meditate, how to breathe in and breathe out. You know that fourth step? You know, it taught me how thankful I am, how grateful I am, how, you know, really, you know, I'm on the internet with a period of other content. I'm so caught up in where I am, you know, on the second one, where I am in the third. If he was just coming just to like stay in those defects, but he taught me, and then I can put that to the meditation. Like, you can breathe in, calm, blow out hands, you know, breathe into tolerance and acceptance, and blow out intolerance and judgment. Imagine that. I learned how to meditate in AA. I'm being dark on the inside out. I've been honestly and genuinely
more than being inside.